interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends. Yes, I'm telling you what. The month of April is going to be jam-packed with opportunities for us to get to know the Treasure Coast better, as well as a number of organizations that work round the clock to help bring recognition and awareness to their causes. And today's guest in the studio is going to amplify that for us in a very fun and jovial event that they are hosting, Night at the Races, to benefit the Veterans Council of Indian River County. And before I bring Shannon on, I do want to just quickly give a little shout out, if I may, to our friends over at Foxy Nails with two locations, one in the Fresh Market Plaza, the other off of Seaway Drive on South Hutchinson Island there in St. Lucie County. Because if you're going to go to a themed anything, Foxy should be on your calendar so that you can coordinate appropriately, right? I mean, what type of horse theme, bubbles, sparkle will you bring to the table for our upcoming Night at the Races set for April 22nd? So shout out to Foxy's True Nail Artists, open 7 days a week. If you bring the design, they can implement it. Love the Foxy family. They also happen to own that Oriental Food Market that's in the same plaza opposite of the Fresh Market. And I mean, with you just need to run in and get some fresh produce, or if you're looking for exotic seafood and or maybe some pre-made different wontons or egg rolls, I mean, they have a selection that will really impress you. So shout out to the Foxy family. Okay, now in the studio, our director of programs and outreach, Shannon Cox, is in here today with some exciting news, because honestly, I'm a sucker for any event that really incorporates some fun, you know, some dress up. And I'm a sucker for big hats. And I feel like big hats are very appropriate for our April 22nd Night at the Races. What say you?
Oh, I love me a themed event.
Yes!
I'm so excited for this.
Yes,
I'm biased, but I'm very excited.
Now, you've been with the organization for a little while, yeah?
Yeah, about 7 months now.
Okay. Yep. So this will be your first Night at the Races.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So you were able to compare it to last year's based on some photos and some things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So without talking out of turn, there will be mint juleps, right?
Oh, heck yes. Mm-hmm. Don't you worry. Wild Time's catering for us, and they will be providing our mint juleps as well.
Wild Time. Talk about culinary experts, mm-hmm, and on a big scale.
Yes, ma'am.
Because our goal is to have how many?
Our goal is to have about 200 attendees to our event.
Beautiful,
yeah.
Beautiful. And where's it going to be at?
So it's going to be at the Heritage Center right next to Pocahontas Park. So
which is right across the street from your headquarters, yeah?
That's correct. Our office is right across the street.
Well, that's convenient.
Very much so.
And
we
like
love
it.
That location because it has some history tied to World War II.
Yes, it does.
So it's an appropriate location for our veteran-sponsored event as well.
Well, they used to host big dance parties for the Navy back in the day there.
Yeah, that's correct.
So we're keeping the tradition alive.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All righty. So at 6 o'clock, we'll commence the fun on the 22nd. What, as listeners, can they expect? And then we'll segue into what we might want to up it with should someone want to sponsor, because there's still time.
Absolutely, yeah. So the event itself is going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a true horse race. So we'll have horse races on screens. Our sponsors can actually name their horses.
I do.
And we have people that are going to be able to bet funny money, you know, just Monopoly style money, just for funsies, but bet funny money on these horse races. And for what I hear, people get into it, like hooting and hollering and throwing their funny money around when they win.
Right?
We're going to have like a little bookie counter for people to purchase their funny money at and be able to participate in the horse race itself. And it's just genuinely a lot of fun. We're going to have best dressed contest, best hat contest. I know you mentioned you love yourself a big hat. So get creative if you're planning on attending. Definitely bring those big hats, ladies. And it's just going to be a lot of fun, a lot of socializing and just good, wholesome fun, all oriented around Kentucky Derby theme.
Right. Now, the Veterans Council of Indian River County does a lot. And I particularly love that the results of this fund on the 22nd will all go to benefit the veteran direct aid programs. Can you share a little bit about that?
I'd love to, yes. So we are very all-encompassing in what we're able to offer. We do free transportation from Indian River County to the West Palm VA for veterans that need to attend their appointments there. We also do local appointments for veterans and their caretakers, take them to their appointments. And then as far as our direct financial aid programs that this fundraiser will be benefiting, it's for anything from a veteran who has stumbled upon hard times and needs help with their rent or utilities. Maybe their car broke down and they live on a fixed income and can't afford to repair their car, and maybe we can help with some of those costs. We try to do just emergency direct aid so that anything that were to make a veteran have a lesser quality of life or take away things that we take for granted, such as electricity, water, shelter. We try to help with those types of things. We can help with medical appointment invoices. And then in addition to that, we also have a program where if a veteran is unable to afford a home repair and they own their home, we can help with that. Or if they're too disabled to make that repair on their home, we're able to help with that as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's very all-encompassing. Even outside of our financial direct aid, if we're unable to qualify a veteran for those services, they don't walk away with nothing. They still get a personalized action plan and directs them to resources in the community, because as we know, Indian River County is a very philanthropic community.
Big hearts.
Yeah, big hearts, lots of incredible organizations out there. So if they don't qualify for one of our services, we try to make those referrals to other organizations that will be able to help them as well.
That's beautiful. And so in hearing this, for both the event and from an ongoing perspective, though dollars are important and valued and will be put to good use, skills and time are of equal importance for the longevity of the mission. Yeah.
Very much so.
With good plumbing skills or carpentry skills would easily want to be included if they have some time to give.
Yes, absolutely. We will always accept volunteers for any of those types of programs. We're still growing our volunteer program. We're growing and changing a lot of our programs right now.
Yeah.
But definitely, treasure is not the only thing that is beneficial to an organization like ours. Time and talent are two other truly, truly beneficial skills for us.
So then let's tie that back into our event, because we do have some sponsorship opportunities, but should some of those sponsorships just be a little out of reach for some as they look at their finances in the new year and say, ah, I'm just not sure. However, I could probably donate something for some raffle.
Yeah.
I mean, am I reading correctly that there is a bourbon wall and a wine pool?
Oh, yes.
And gift cards?
Yeah.
And so there's lots of ways we can give aside from just signing over a check for the sponsorship, although we want that too.
Exactly. Yeah. If that's not something that's within a business's budget. But let's say they, you know, if they're a liquor store or any type of store that has bourbon or wine, we'll happily accept in-kind donations.
Love it.
Make sure they get a receipt and a thank you for that, because it's just as valuable as money. And even more so, we're going to be having these themed gift baskets.
Ooh.
Where it's like a taste of Vero, and it'll be places that are restaurants or bars that have offered gift certificates, or relax in Vero, and it could be spas and nail salons and hair salons.
Love.
All within a basket. Just to make it a little more fun for the person who wins the gift basket to have all these businesses, local businesses. So we're supporting all of our local organizations. And like you mentioned, if that business is unable to donate financially, if they have services that they can donate, we would happily accept those for our raffle.
Now, so that's going to be like a luck of the draw ticket, or that's a silent?
So that'll be a raffle, yeah.
Luck of the draw.
So ooh. Definitely cross your fingers and, you know, do all your superstitions to make sure you win.
Right? Do the dance. Yeah. Do the little dance. Okay, so tickets are just $150, but mm-hmm. that's going to include all of the shenanigans, mm-hmm. all of the food.
Mm-hmm. Open bar.
Open bar.
Yep.
And we suggest cash for the extra raffle tickets, or are you able to accept credit cards on site?
Cash is easier, but we'll be able to accept credit cards as well for okay. any other donations that people want to make. But truly, genuinely, it's just going to be a fun event to attend.
It really is. And they're going to be wearing their best big hats and uh-huh. dress. And I think that that's really, and I mean, where can you go out for dinner? I mean, honestly, and have as much as you'd like, but mm-hmm. with a fun theme. For under $300 anyhow.
I yeah, mean, exactly. Like yeah, I think it would be a really fun date night for sure.
I agree. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we're chatting with Shannon Cox. She's our Director of Programs and Outreach for the Veterans Council of Indian River County. And we're highlighting their upcoming Night at the Races, which is set for Saturday, the 22nd of April at 6:00. It's going to be so much fun and so much awareness, just knowing that some of our bravest are in positions later in life where they could use some help. And we make that possible by just coming, showing up, and having a good time. Although throughout the year, there's many ways to give back to this worthwhile organization aside from coming to this particular event. I do want to give a quick shout out, of course, to treasurecoast.com, where there is a calendar there that will give you the behind the scenes and all the details for a number of good causes throughout the Treasure Coast, not just exclusively Indian River, St. Lucie, or Martin County, one over the other. No, no, no. All inclusive. So not-for-profits can post for free to highlight their upcoming events and put links to the tickets. So I can see Shannon making her notes right now. Like, I'm going to post to treasurecoast.com for free to talk about Night at the Races. But also for-profit businesses. If you're promoting all-you-can-eat fish and chips or live music, you can add to that calendar too. One of my favorite things about the website, though, is its up-to-dateness for beach and road closures, which can be very helpful, especially if you're planning an experience with friends from out of town, and then you make it to said beach and it's closed for sand renourishment or something. So the treasurecoast.com is just such a resource, and we love having them as partners of the program. And again, a shout out to also our friends at Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. They never sell your loan. They use local appraisers. So it's apples to apples what it is that you need to be for one region over the next. And they have offices both in Vero and St. Lucie County. Award-winning, Caliber Strong, Caliber Home Loans. It's always a complimentary consultation. Huge givers to the community, and we love having them on our program. So there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Enjoy exciting live theater at Riverside. Don't miss David Mamet's Oleana, a two-character play that showcases the power dynamics between a college professor and one of his female students. Carol is struggling in John's class. He understands her frustrations and is willing to give her an A if she returns to his office a few more times. Carol files a harassment report, leaving John shocked. Is John a predator, or is Carol mistaken? Don't miss David Mamet's Oleana, now through April 9th at Riverside Theater. Get tickets at riversidetheater.com.
Revive Vero Beach, located next to Anytime Fitness on Oslo Road and 27th Avenue, has everything you need to look and feel your best, including hormone replacement therapy, stem cell therapy, sexual wellness, weight loss, laser aesthetics, hair, tattoo, and skin spot removal, Botox and fillers, cryotherapy, comprehensive blood work, and everybody's favorite, ozone and IV therapy. Refresh, renew, and revitalize yourself at Revive today. Call 772-492-6607.
A member of the iTex trading community, your iTex dollars are welcome.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16 ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over two decades, two letters, one simple name, Easy for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3288. Easy Brew.
It's all the crazy lunatics you'll find on social media, combined with the inconvenience of 100-year-old technology. It's Planet Vero Radio, real local talk radio from 2 to midnight, weekends on Real Radio 101.7.
Hop on over to Marsh Landing Restaurant for our Easter specials. Enjoy huge pieces of French toast with chocolate, strawberries, and cream, crab benedict, brown sugar glazed ham, or steak with bourbon cream sauce. Reservations suggested. Easter specials at Marsh Landing in Fellsmere.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back. That's right. April is in full effect, friends. Anna Valencia, Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. Shout out to my friends over at True Color Salon and Spa. That's right, the largest salon in the Treasure Coast, headquartered off Old Dixie in Vero Beach. They love to make you feel fabulous with the 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So if you're going to get adventurous, try some new looks, new cut, new style, new color, and for some reason, you just aren't as in love with it as you thought you would be, they'll tweak it. That's right. That's what customer satisfaction 100% means. But they truly have stylists for every budget and every hair type. But they do more than just hair. There is skincare. There is massage. There's nails. They do so much. And they have a nice little boutique up front where you can shop while your hair processes. I mean, they think of everything. They also have a full page feature in this month's Treasure Coast Real Estate and Local Living. So congratulations to the Turner family for their ongoing dedication to the community and the recognition that they got in this month's publication. Well deserved. Also, shout out to White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery, where we make moving cost effective and pleasurable. Movers with big hearts, we're headquartered right here in the Treasure Coast. Though, as an agent with Beacons Van Lines, we can move your friends, your family, both into and out of Florida with ease. And we are ramping up into the summer move months, so it's never too early to get the free quote. And perhaps you're not moving. You just need help with the heavy lifting, shifting things from one side to the next to do some renovation. We can help with that too. And we love to support this community, and we can only do that when we're top of mind and earning your referrals. So thank you on behalf of my entire team at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, where we are going to be purchasing bourbon for a bourbon wall on the 22nd of April for Night at the Races to benefit the Veterans Council of Indian River County. In the studio, Shannon Cox, Director of Programs and Outreach. Darling, how many veterans do we have here?
So Indian River County is composed of 10% veterans.
Wow.
So it's about 16,000 veterans here just in our county. That's a big demographic, and it's not to say that all of the veterans here are in need, but as times are changing, the economy is what it is, there are definitely more and more veterans coming to us asking for assistance with a variety of things in their lives. So this event is coming at a very appropriate time to where we can raise awareness for that, raise funds to help direct aid and financial aid for the veterans that come to us in need.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And what about some of your ancillary organizations that assist if they just feel like they need some companionship or the ability to talk to someone?
Yes, that's a great question. We are kind of an umbrella organization for a variety of veteran organizations in the county. So we're made up of the Military Officers Association of America, Vietnam Veterans of Indian River County, Next Generation Veterans of Indian River County. Next Generation Veterans of Indian River County actually operates a PTSD support group out of Dogs for Life. So that's a great opportunity for veterans who may be struggling with some post-traumatic stress. They can go to those events for free.
And they even have a special one dedicated just to ladies.
Women. Yes, mm-hmm. which is very important. We got to make sure everyone feels safe in that type of a space. So that's a great organization to support, and we're proud to have them as one of our ancillary members as well.
Now, both of my brothers, I'm the eldest of four, they serve in the Army and have been for big lengths of time away from family and stuff. And I know that the military and deployment looks different nowadays than what it did during the time of some of our earlier conflicts. But one of the things that I really love to do for them is get them something that is Army branded when it comes time to celebrate a birthday or an occasion. Mm-hmm. And I often find myself inside our mall at the store that is in fact run by the council. Yeah.
It was originally started as a part of our Veterans Council, and it is composed of volunteers. It's completely operated by volunteers, and their volunteer hours equate to donations to the organization of their choice. So we are one of those organizations that benefits from the volunteers that operate that store, and it truly is a great store.
It really
is. You can go there and find anything for anyone.
It's incredible.
That's interested in the military.
It has a vast selection. I highly endorse it. You can just keep going further straight to Dillard's and get some heels, and then on your way out, grab a flag.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, hey.
Yeah, and they're always looking for volunteers also. So if anyone is looking to donate time to a good cause, they're always looking for help in that store.
Now, at treasurecoastinsider.us, we're going to have this show up on the site along with some links so you can hop right to the platform to reserve your tickets. Now, Shannon and I had mentioned earlier there are still some sponsorship opportunities, and they range from as little as $250 right on up to $10,000, which includes ads as well as tickets, naming of horses. I mean, the spectrum of what you can get is really impressive, but there's only really a few days left to jump on the sponsorship bandwagon. But aside from that, there is also, of course, opportunities to volunteer throughout the year, lending your time, your talent, and hopefully also creating that positive word of mouth. Shannon was a speaker at the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network recently, back in February, I think it was. And she did such a good job of saying, listen, A lot of you might not need these services, but you might know of someone who would benefit. And we don't want to be a secret any longer to them. We want them to know that we're here.
Yeah.
And I think that that's very valuable. So to know that we have over 16,000 veterans here, right, in Indian River County, we're just one small piece of the pie for how many veterans make up the Treasure Coast. It's the least we can do to show them how much we care and maybe come out and don our biggest hat on the 22nd of April.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So check out treasurecoastinsider.us for this show and past. Support our sponsors if you can. And hopefully we'll see you at the Derby on the 22nd. Until next week. Cheers.
Thanks.